Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of January, recording at 8:14 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Stock markets mixed in here. That was certainly the case in Asia, although Japan was up a wee bit. And the Shanghai A-Share Index, it's interesting, it's pushed back above the 1300 level. Remember that it had the big upward acceleration and so on. And it has certainly lost momentum overall, but it hasn't extended its downside move, unlike the H-Share Index, which is up just a fraction today, but quite weak on Friday. In Europe, the markets are steady. In here, some reasonable gains. Swiss SMI up 69.66. Some of the European gains are pegged back a little bit because Wall Street's rally faded. Wall Street got up about 50 points on the Dow at one stage. Currently, it's only up 9, down a point and a half on the S&P, but up a wee bit on the NASDAQ. So a quiet day, you could say, overall. Government bonds generally still soft, definitely still soft in here, including JGBs, which had been a relative holdout. They'd remained steadier for longer than most of the others, than any of the others that I've seen. The dollar, this is mildly interesting here today. It was firmer for most of the day and then, excuse me, has slipped a bit. It's currently, the euro is currently up 41 ticks against the dollar at 129.56, and the dollar index is currently down 11 ticks. That's not much of a change, still at 85.12, but it's stalled here. That's the main message generally. But the dollar needs to see a downward dynamic and follow through to indicate a weaker tone. That wouldn't surprise me, but it hasn't happened yet. But this is the review. Precious metals, well, commodities in general, all the metals, softer in here today. They have been, some of them have been pretty strong recently. Precious metals were weak to begin with, then picked up as the dollar seemed to ease, but then succumbed to a bit of selling pressure here overall. I've taken the opportunity of the weakness to repurchase the silver that I took profits on last week, and I picked up a little bit more, actually nibbling as it came down. But this action may remain choppy here for a little while longer, and I came within an eyelash of being stopped out of one of my April gold positions protected with a break even stop, but I'm not going to lighten much in here. Well, hopefully I have a little bit more breathing space than things like platinum, which have done quite well recently, but everything's sort of nervous in this environment overall. Okay, let's go back to where we are in the cycle of things. So I think the main point that I would mention is that I don't see any reason why stock markets should get a replay of the May-June medium-term correction that we saw, medium-term in the sense that it took a long time for stock markets to regain those losses. I certainly don't see scope for a bear market, although some do, but that's what makes a market, isn't it? But I don't see the scope for that. I do think there's quite a high possibility that we see somewhat deeper reactions and longer ranging phases. I wouldn't be surprised if most of it is in the form of longer ranging phases than we had seen previously for a number of these markets that had pushed ahead a little bit too far for the short term at any rate, and are subsequent to some mean reversion in terms of gravitating back towards their 40-week moving averages. So That's the risk that I see, which is not a big risk. If one had a leveraged portfolio, one might want to rein it in a little bit, but it's not something that I would feel. And certainly, I'm not tempted to sell core investment positions with that relatively modest risk. And if I'm right and we see a little bit deeper reactions and a little longer ranging phase, well, it's mainly the reaction that I'd be looking for. I might well add to a position or two or leverage up here or there. Okay, Japan again remains less susceptible to that reaction, I feel, just because it has been in this long consolidation. And it's really poised for an upside breakout, but it may need a little bit more confident general market environment to achieve that breakout. But Japan is one of the markets that I think will have quite a good run here in 2007. It's a piece on Singapore today, and I have illustrated that. But Singapore is another one of those markets, terrific potential in the long term, but it also is subject to that mean reversion in terms of its 40-week moving average. And Wall Street's action, still okay basically, but all pretty much the same. Look for more ranging. Now, government bonds, don't like this sector. I think JGBs, I'm annoyed with myself. I was thinking of shorting this on Friday and I planned to do it and then forgot to put in an order overnight. And it was weaker in here today, but it's still near the higher side of that range. I think I might well leave a short sale order for JGBs overnight. And the dollar, I'm pretty well set at all. I'm not doing anything there right now. I've got a lot on gold here today, and I reviewed a number of those charts of gold and other currencies. Once again, I know I did that earlier in the month, but it's interesting to keep updating those from time to time. Well, they're updated every day in the library, of course, but to update my comments on those because all the evidence that is accumulated very quietly, nothing spectacular in here, but it's been moderately bullish for gold, or I should say modestly bullish for gold, which continues to edge upwards against a number of other currencies, even though it couldn't maintain its break above that 650 level against the US dollar. That's been delayed, and partly because the dollar has been a bit firmer here generally. But overall, those charts of gold and other currencies show me, at any rate, that it's under accumulation, and I think it's well worth having a look. So I do like this sector and feel the main moves on the upside. I've got a report that I posted that disagrees with me on that in terms of the short to medium term, and they expect gold to underperform and not really start to do well until I think a low point is reached in 2009. I'll let you have a look at that, and there's a long tradition here of posting intelligently written things that make some contribution to the overall debate that we don't necessarily agree with, in the interests of letting subscribers see both sides of the argument and make up their own minds. Okay, grains and beans a little bit easier in here today. All the commodities are soft. Oil currently down $1.45. That takes it back to $53.97. Remember, oil's been firmer recently on that colder U.S. weather, which may be abating. Natural gas down as well, 250 ticks. And that's about it. So, all the best to all of you.